historian, Heptathat Maghurya, was born in Asagat in the vicinity of Angkor Wat on the first day of his year 1906, 11 September 1913, Yom Kippur, and died in Addis Ababa on the 23rd of July 2000 at the age of 87 after a long illness. He was buried at the church of Karanjo Mudana Alam, his funeral oration being delivered by the Jatmaster Lingara Selassie. Heptathat played a significant part in the imperial government and also in the first years of the revolution, when he was elected chairman of the conference drafting the constitution. Notwithstanding his contribution to post-war Ethiopian government, he will be best remembered as Ethiopia's first modern historian, or in Professor Barrow's own words, a bridge between such early writers as Alaka Asne, Alaka Taye, and Lakikita Hrikman on the one hand, and the later post-war professionally trained Ethiopian historians on the other. Heptathat's parents were both from priestly families. His father, Maghurya Multe, had been the Marigeta of the Damanhur Church in Janamora, where he was born. Through the influence of his distant relative and fellow countryman, the Jatmash, later but worse, Walter Tariq Koshu, then Minister of Interior, Marigeta Maghurya became one of the Daptara of Rufail Church in Mulele, Addis Ababa. In 1912 BC, he brought to Heptathat, then a boy of 6 or 7, to the capital, placing him in the school attached to the church, where he received a traditional church education. Comprising the learning of verse and calligraphy, liturgical chant, and poetry. Another fellow countryman of his father's, Bajiron de Mandashat Gabi Yesus, though the boy could benefit from modern, thought the boy could benefit from modern education, and tried to enroll in Menelik's secondary school, and as there was no place available there, in the new Supreme School. However, there was no place to go there either. And so the Bajiron threw him to the Alliance Francaise school. This did not seem to have happened.